Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Your cold is coming! Your cold is coming! When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good morning to you. It is a Thursday morning. Last time I checked, happy you're with us on this 30th day. I guess it's, what would you call this, Halloween Eve?
Halloween Eve, I guess,
Eve of Hallows, yes. I don't know about you, we'll go, you're going to get to go watch, are you going to get to watch the grandkids?
Yes,
it's
actually my granddaughter's birthday tomorrow.
Oh, that's
She's
awesome.
Born on Halloween, so we make a big deal of Halloween at my granddaughter's
house.
I'll
bet you do.
My daughter's like the ultimate party thrower. She's got way more decor than she needs.
We are looking forward to that tomorrow, as I'm sure everybody else is. For the kids, the weather ought to be good. They won't be sweating, that's for sure. Here's my question. Maybe somebody out there can answer this for me, because I'm happy that gas prices are down. I told you I saw gas the other day for regular unleaded for 245 or 240 in St. Charles County, somewhere
Sam's
off Mid Rivers.
Costco or something?
Somewhere like that.
Okay.
Then I go to get diesel because my truck is a diesel, and it's still $3.59. How is that a thing? It's cheaper to produce, and yet it's still $1 more a gallon than regular unleaded. I would love some brain surgeon to explain to me how that is. When I bought that truck, diesel was cheaper than regular unleaded, and now it's $1 a gallon more.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. I mean, it obviously doesn't go through nearly the lengthy refining process that regular gas does, and you'd think you'd get it to market in bulk because of all the truckers who need it. So you think it's not a supply and demand thing. I mean, there's always consistent supply, and there's been no talk of any shortages. That's a great question. Anybody understands? And it could be maybe it's taxed at a higher rate, too. Maybe there's a tougher standard against it, and they put a tougher
Well, I think sometimes there used to be changes they made like in the summer months or something, or I don't know, but
a dollar just difference make any, does not
thank
make
you.
Sense.
Doesn't
it
make
doesn't,
any sense.
Not at all.
I need Donald Trump to make diesel great again. I do, because that's one reason I bought that thing. It's supposed to last for a long time and get better gas mileage, and it does get better gas mileage. It's just I'm having to pay a dollar more a gallon. And it's chapping me a little bit, I'll have to admit. All right, coming up, we've got former Senator Jim Talent, anxious to get his thoughts on the president's trip overseas and the success we've seen with China, whether or not it's real or not. I mean, that's the question we have to see now. Does China follow up on these promises on valuable minerals and agriculture and all of that? That remains to be seen. But you got to think the trip was a success just because of the trade deals that were announced during that trip. We'll get Jim's thoughts on all that for you here in just a few minutes. Maybe the government shut down. We got Catherine Hanaway, Missouri's attorney general. You know, she's played a pretty big role in trying to force some action on the sheriff's department here in the city, and because the sheriff's in jail.
Well, he's in jail, but it took a judge yesterday or the day before to get him out of office to say that he could not currently be the sheriff. He was still the sheriff, even though he was in jail.
From the Hooskow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Do you get extra favors if you're in jail and you're the actual sheriff and you can make things? I don't know. Make things happen.
Make it make sense.
I don't know.
Make it make sense.
Please,
I have no idea.
Please. Next hour, Shannon Bream and our friend Griff Jenkins will join us there as well. We'll get to all that for you. Right now, though, I want to get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
First off, we talk about going hungry. Nobody could benefit from a nice fast more than the SNAP recipient.
That's AdamCarolla.com. He's a comedian, ladies and gentlemen. He was joking about this thing. A very serious issue, though, of SNAP benefits running out on Saturday. And people maybe starting to panic a little bit. If you're watching the TikTok and some of the other social media sites out there claiming they're going to start stealing food on Saturday. Democrats, this is your fault.
I do not want a long-term continuing resolution written by the Republican House and jammed onto us as the only solution. Absolutely not. Because what that means is the Republican leadership and Trump would make all the decisions about how the spending is.
Patty Murray says the quiet part out loud as well.
Yep.
One of the Democrats that has voted repeatedly 13 times to keep the government shut down because she knows if it goes to the Appropriations Committee, the Democrats will lose. So the only way they have a chance of maybe getting health care for illegals is to leverage something by denying food to poor people. Thank you, Democrat Senator Murray, there for explaining that to us.
She actually said the word leverage about 10 seconds after that. She kept going. She just said the obvious out loud.
Yeah. It's amazing.
I am directing today the Florida Board of Governors to pull the plug on the use of these H-1B visas.
Yeah, how about that? There he is, Ron DeSantis, abolishing H-1B visas to be used at state universities in the state of Florida. That's one more way of maybe evening the playing field for U.S. students. We'll see.
There's too many people who want to come to the United States of America, and my job as vice president is not to look out for the interests of the whole world. It's to look out for the people of the United States.
Wow, you talk about applause. That place for the TPUSA meeting last night on the campus of Ole Miss was packed. It was standing room only for this event with Erica was there, Erica Kirk, and of course J.D. Vance. And then J.D. Vance, the Vice President of the United States, former hometown boy from my hometown of Middletown, Ohio, stood up on that stage and made Charlie Kirk proud and took any and all questions from the crowd. In fact, he encouraged Dan, people who disagreed with him, to come up and ask questions.
Yeah. And he got up there and he had a binder. He opened up the binder and he started looking. He thanked some of the congresspeople and the governor who were in the House. Then he closed the binder and he said, I had a whole prepared speech and I am not going to read it. I am not going to go through that because in honor of my friend, Charlie Kirk, I'm going to speak from the heart on everything I talk about today.
Wow.
And literally for the next hour and 40 minutes, he did about a 35, 40 minute speech. Then he went to the floor and took random questions, encouraging people who had dissenting voices, people who had tough questions, to move to the front of the line. If you have an opposing viewpoint to anything our administration is currently doing, I want your questions first. And he was so unbelievable. He's going to be the focus of today's Thankful Thursday on the Buck segment later.
Yeah.
I'm just so grateful to have this guy as our vice president. And to see his maturity and his leadership continue to develop, but he was in rare form last night.
Yeah,
just nailed it.
Go back and look at some of that if you didn't get a chance to see it. Seriously, taking questions on the economy, just everything. Dan's going to talk more about it coming up in his segment at about 7:45. Stay tuned for that. I mentioned we'll get to former Senator Jim Talent, the president just back from Asia. I don't know when he sleeps. Maybe he sleeps on that big, beautiful airplane. Have we gotten the one from Qatar yet? Have we got that thing straightened out?
I know. He doesn't have the new one.
Oh,
It's being worked on right now.
It's being renovated.
But they say he's got a super nice sleeping suite.
Oh,
he's
nice.
Sleeping nicely in the current Air Force One.
He sleeps like 4 hours a day. I don't know how he does it.
Yeah, but just overnight while we were all sleeping, the guy, oh, I just got a deal done with China. No big deal.
Yeah.
What do you think the market's going to do today?
Apparently, initially at least, it dipped a little bit on the exchanges that dealt with agriculture because there weren't enough details of what the deal was. It wasn't enough that he struck a deal. They wanted more details of what that deal was. So I don't know for sure. I'll have to go and check and see what the futures are right now on the Dow. But some of the futures were down a little earlier, or moderate at least, when it dealt with the agriculture deal.
And what the price of soybeans primarily, that's the big issue.
Correct.
The soybeans were being turned away from their shores, yeah.
We'll check in on all that with former Senator Jim Talent.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable.
Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
When we come back. Former Senator Jim Talent joining us this morning, as he always does on a Thursday morning. Jim, how are you?
I'm fine, Mark. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing fine. Thank you. I'm playing a bite there from the president during his deal there in Japan that he made prior to meeting with the Chinese leader Xi yesterday and announcing a deal with China as well. What's your summary of this trip? And I mean, it seemed like it was success at every turn. I guess we now, the devil's in the details, huh?
Well, it was both, I think, economic and diplomatic. And the economic aspect certainly seems to be a success, you know, deals with Malaysia, Thailand, and Cambodia. You know, we'll see how that actually pans out. But we are getting a lot more investment in the United States to rebuild the manufacturing base, which is one of the priorities of the administration. The diplomatic side of it, it's no accident that he went to all these ASEAN countries. That's the Association of Southeast Asian Countries. Got these deals with them, then Japan and South Korea, and then China. I mean, the idea here is he's showing the strength of the partnerships between the United States and the countries on China's perimeter before he goes to meet with Xi. And, of course, Xi doesn't miss what that means. So
right.
We could go on for a while about it, but the thing that really, I mean, is deterring a big factor in China's mind in terms of deterrence. They do not want a determined anti-China coalition emerging in Indo-Pacific under the leadership of the United States. And Trump is sending the message that we can use our economic power to build that, and in fact are already doing it. So, yeah, I would say it's a pretty successful threat.
The president said that the topic of Taiwan never came up, Jim. Does that surprise you a little bit with the, you know, constant threat that Taiwan feels that they could indeed face a Chinese invasion at some point?
It doesn't really surprise me, Dan. I mean, it's one of those things. It's the elephant in the room, but yep. But we have explicitly delinked that. In other words, if it had come up, then Trump could have, and probably would have shot back something to the effect of, well, you know, if you don't want Taiwan to be a consideration in arm, I mean, Xi would have raised it in the context of selling arms to Taiwan and that sort of thing, and Trump would have shot back and just said, well, why don't you stop trying to control navigation in the South China Sea, and maybe we will reconsider. Or in other words, he'd have shot back something. So the Chinese knew that Trump was not going to link Taiwan to the rest of this. If indeed it didn't come up, that's probably the reason. I think the president would handle that pretty easily.
Yeah, I would agree. Jim, I don't know if you saw yesterday, the Senate voted, four Republicans swapped over Rand Paul, Murkowski, Collins, and McConnell, and voted with Democrats to lift the president's tariffs on Canada. Now, the House is not in session, so it's not going to go anywhere. But what's your take on that? That they're so anxious to prevent him from having this tool in his tool chest to level the playing field when it comes to trade?
Yeah, I wouldn't have voted for it because I know what the president's trying to do to rebuild the industrial base. And I also know, and this I didn't realize, that Trump thinks very strategically. He understands that the United States has enormous economic power. In other words, access to our domestic market is a real lever of influence with other countries. And I've said, I think on the show, I want to give him a lot of running room in this area. Now, having said that, Mark, the retaliatory tariffs, there are three aspects of his tariff plan. One is a general 15% tariff to encourage manufacturing over time. That's not really an issue. The second are the Chinese tariffs or the Chinese export controls. Those aren't an issue. The third is the retaliatory tariffs, which are the most controversial. And I expect at some point Congress is going to weigh in and debate this. And I think it would be very healthy. So I'm not going to sit here and crime those senators for doing that. I think it's about time that Congress pays some attention to this. Now, I think they could couple maybe clarifying his tariff authority with approval of these really good deals that he's gotten. I mean, why wouldn't we want?
Yeah.
Whether you think he exceeded his authority or not? And it's an open question. I mean, the Supreme Court's going to decide it. There's a lot to be said on both sides. It's actually pretty fascinating, although I doubt it would increase your listening audience if we went on about it for an hour or so.
Yeah.
But they certainly have to approve these deals, which are, you know, very successful as far as the United States is concerned. So, you know, we shouldn't get too upset when Congress does pay attention to something it is supposed to pay attention to. But, you know, let's put it that way.
All right. The main topic on everybody's mind as we head into the weekend is the government shutdown and the impact it's going to have on 41 million Americans with the SNAP program. I said, if you're a supporter of socialism, pay attention, because this is what the government can do. They can literally shut down your food supply.
Yeah. And I could have told the Democrats that this was not going to end well for them, because I went through it. I relate to this personally a little bit. It starts to go slowly on you, and then it goes fast. And their problem is that this is falling off a cliff for them like 4 or 5 days before an election they want to win. So they can't cave right now because they're afraid they're going to hurt Spanberger and Mickey Sherrill in New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
On the other hand, if they don't cave, you're right. There's a lot of people who need that benefit who won't get it. And I think even more immediately is what's going to happen to the air transportation system over the weekend. I mean, right now, there's a lot of delays. If those air traffic controllers don't show up and we got a locked up, air system, the Democrats are going to take a real hit for it. So, you know, this is what happens when you do stupid things. And I say that as somebody who participated in one of those 30 years ago. So yeah. They ought to learn history. They really should.
I love it. Jim, thank you for your time.
You're welcome, guys.
Always awesome. Have a great weekend. Happy Halloween.
Yeah. Have a great day. Brilliant there. I'd not even thought about that. That the Democrats want to drag this out through the election next Tuesday in Virginia and New Jersey, I guess, and they're hoping somehow this helps their Democrat candidates
but think about
those races.
Think about the reverse side of that, though. Aren't they going to super hack off their base, the people who are on SNAP, 5 days before the election?
If those people are voting, I don't know.
Well, that's true.
They may have made that calculation.
Sure.
Coming up, we'll get to Missouri's Attorney General Catherine Hanaway on the situation with Sheriff or former Sheriff Montgomery. I may have spoken improperly here a minute ago by calling Sheriff Montgomery the former sheriff. I guess technically he's still the sheriff, but he's been temporarily removed from office. Maybe my next guest can help explain what this all means. We've got Missouri's Attorney General Catherine Hanaway on the line. And Catherine, it was great to see you last week at the birthday party. Thanks for coming out.
Oh, it was so great to see you, Mark, and what a great celebration that was.
Yeah, we had a fantastic turnout out there. Dan Buck was the last one to leave, I hear.
Stop, I was not. Second to last.
So, next to last, okay. That's great. So Catherine, what is Sheriff Montgomery's title? Is he former sheriff? Is he suspended sheriff? What's going on with this?
Well, he's a suspended sheriff at this point. The judge entered an order yesterday temporarily removing him from that office and allowing the judges in the city of St. Louis to appoint a temporary replacement. The permanent decision will be made at a trial that starts on November 18th. So either way, this is going to be a fairly short time period, and I'm very confident that after that trial, he'll be permanently removed. It's it's overdue. The judge clearly is giving him every opportunity to exonerate himself, but like many others, he just keeps trying to cover up his original actions and keeps digging himself a bigger and bigger hole.
What is up with the city of St. Louis, Catherine? They just, it's one criminal activity after another from high-ranking people. This one, the sheriff. We've seen the city prosecutor. Is it just a corrupt culture? What is it? I mean, it just seems like we get one indictment after another.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I don't want to condemn the whole city. I think there's some exciting good things happening in the city of St. Louis. And we've had two really bad actors in the former circuit attorney and in this sheriff. And our office has really made a commitment under Andrew Bailey, and I'm continuing that commitment to rooting out anyone who's corrupt in public office. That's the very least that the taxpayers deserve, is somebody who's going to do the job with honesty and integrity. And that wasn't happening with the circuit attorney. It's not happening with this sheriff. Getting elected to public office is a public trust, and he's abused that trust in a number of ways and then sought to cover it up. So it's time for him to go.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's been that difficult, in my opinion. I mean, I felt that way for the longest time about Kim Gardner, and then looking at this, like every day something new would come out about misappropriation of funds, it appeared, or overspending the budget, whatever the case was. And yet nobody could really, it didn't seem till this judge came along, force him out of office.
Well, and even this judge has been very hesitant to do it. This is at least the third and maybe the fourth time that we've argued in front of this judge that it was time to remove the sheriff. I think it's the fact that he is now in federal custody, that the reason he's in federal custody was he directly ignored the terms that he'd been released on bond on. He has a burner phone. He's intimidating witnesses. He had more weapons in his home than he disclosed to the authorities. He's a busy guy. Like, he just got elected in January, and the fact that he's been able to do all of this since then, it's really unfortunate. And as I said, I think there's some exciting and good things happening in the city. We've got to turn it around. But he's not part of the solution.
The city's not alone, though. You got the county and the county executive, Sam Page, being indicted on misdemeanor and felony counts. Where is that trial currently standing? Did they get the change of venue set up? And when do we expect to see his trial begin for the misuse of public funds and political campaigning?
Yeah, so that will not be until next spring. We just kind of started discovery in that case. It will be held in Springfield, Missouri, and I have a lot of confidence in the jurors down there. Voters in Springfield, Missouri are conservatives. They really care about how their taxpayer money gets spent, and they don't want Sam Page using it to promote a political position that he took, which was to oppose changing who could remove executive branch members of county government. And it's fine for him to have a position on that. It's fine for him to advocate his position on that. It wasn't fine for him to use taxpayer money to advance a particular political agenda that he had.
Yes.
Yeah, 50,000 mailers that he sent out just before that election, and that's part of the indictment, right?
I got one of those. I remember receiving that house, wondering why are we spending taxpayer money on this? It even seemed wrong when it showed up in my mailbox. So I'm happy that he's going to have to face some jurors over that. Catherine Hanaway is our guest right now, Missouri's Attorney General. Let's talk for a moment about this redistricting challenge that the group is trying to challenge what the legislature did in changing the redistricting in the state of Missouri. You were on record, along with Denny Hoskins, as calling this out-of-state dark money groups that are trying to hijack our electoral process.
Yeah, that's right. So, and they are using a number of tactics to do that. There are three different lawsuits on file suing, arguing that the districts as drawn by the legislature are unconstitutional. We're defending those lawsuits. There is three referendum that have been filed with the Secretary of State's office attempting to put it on the ballot. We have actually sued over those referendum. The U.S. Constitution says very clearly that it's for state legislators to draw congressional districts, for the elected representatives of the people to be the ones to decide what those lines are. And some states delegate that authority to commissions. Missouri has never made that choice, and it certainly never allowed for out-of-state interests to go out, collect signatures, hire signature gatherers for pay, get it on the ballot, and pump a bunch of money into a distorted view. And so we sued in federal court to try and stop that process.
That's great. That is fantastic stuff. So just in a more general sense, do you get, are you feel like you're loving the new role? I know you said that you're not going to be moving on to something else, that you really want to make a difference in Missouri in this role.
I absolutely love it. And yeah. I do feel like I have an opportunity to help people. And that's what's always drawn me to public service. Whether it's, you know, an elderly person who's been defrauded through some telemarketing scam, or somebody in North St. Louis who paid for a new roof and got ripped off by, you know, some con artist. Like, we get to help with those, and we get to do the big constitutional issues and public integrity issues. It's a phenomenal job, and I'm going to do my very best to be really good at it.
Well, we're looking forward to having you on regularly, Catherine. I hope we can get that worked out.
Thanks so much, Mark. Thanks so much, Dan. It was great to be on with you.
Awesome, Catherine. Thank you for being you. We just we're lucky to have you in that seat, and being there for a full term will be nice to have a full term Attorney General.
We'll talk soon. Thank you.
Talk
all
to
right.
you later.
Yeah, bye. Yeah, appreciate that. Good to get her on.
And not to knock Bailey and Holly. I mean, great that they moved on and are serving us in a different capacity at the federal level, but it will just be nice having stability in that office.
Well, she's committed to that too.
Yeah,
so,
right.
But you know, I mean, things happen.
Things
the Senate
do
seat's
happen.
Open.
Things
like, sometimes you get the call from the White House that says, hey, we'd love you to come up and be the assistant director of the FBI, and off Andrew Bailey went. I mean, that is something that he was probably couldn't really turn down, I would guess, that opportunity. All right, coming up, Dan, we mentioned this earlier. J.D. Vance caught your attention last night.
You know, normally I go out and find a social media warrior, and today being Thankful Thursday, I usually find somebody either being grateful or someone that I'm grateful for because they're out there telling the truth. But after watching J.D. Vance, the whole time I'm watching him, I'm going, he's my Thankful Thursday, because I'm so thankful that J.D. Vance is our vice president, and he'll be the feature of today's Buck Don't Give a Bleep.
You'll hear it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zycam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zycam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zycam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zycam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zycam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zycam.com.
Coming up.
But don't give a f***.
It's our Thankful Thursday, where we normally go out on social media and find somebody just telling the truth or being grateful and showing gratitude, or me being grateful for them telling the truth and being out there as warriors on social media. Today, though, I had to go with our vice president after I was sitting home last night, switched over from the World Series and watched the TPUSA, 10,000 people packed into an arena at Ole Miss, and watched him take questions for a full hour, totally off the cuff, just from the heart. He actually didn't even give his speech that he had written. He closed up the binder and said, in honor of Charlie, I'm just going to speak from the heart tonight, and just ad-libbed about a 30-35 minute speech, and then took an hour's worth of questions. And the whole time he's talking, I'm just so thankful that he's our vice president, and that we've got this pipeline of leadership for the next 8 years after Donald Trump, who's going to continue with common sense and bold leadership. And one particular question that was asked by a young man who was actually pretty funny, he got up and asked a question about the National Guard going into cities to bring safety, and could it set a dangerous precedent that if and when the Democrats ever get in power, that they would flip the script and that they would, you know, do martial law against us and against, you know,
which it's not. But yeah,
it's not. No, right, it's not. Right. So anyway, here's how he handled the question. And I think you too will be grateful that we got this guy as the second in charge of the United States of America. Here we go.
You guys have sent the military into Washington, D.C. and a few other cities that I can't think of off the top of my head, which, first off, they've had wonderful results. Like, no one can deny the results of that. It's wonderful. Some might even say the greatest. I'm a comedian.
I like this guy. Who is this guy?
Thank you, J.D. I like you, too.
Now he's gonna ask the question about all the that we did wrong, but that's okay. Go ahead and ask your question.
But yeah, I'm just wondering, well, it's not necessarily something you did wrong, but it's what could someone else do wrong? Let's say we get a complete tyrant in office, and let's say we're having, let's say Turning Point USA is having a huge protest against something really bad that we don't like, and let's say he's a president is saying that it's getting violent. What is the difference between what you're doing and how could we prevent someone from abusing that power?
Yeah, so look, I understand where the question is coming from, and I think it's a fair question. And it's going to sound like I'm being sarcastic, and it really is not meant in any offense. But when you talk about what could another administration do, to take a wild hypothetical example totally off the top of my head, what if Joe Biden sent the Federal Bureau of Investigation to start arresting his political opponents?
Boom.
Go. Whoa.
Okay.
Drop the mic. Walk away.
So here's something that I want conservatives. I want every conservative to remember. It's an important part of my entire political philosophy is we cannot be afraid to do something because the left might do it in the future. The left is already going to do it regardless of whether we do it.
That's right.
That is the takeaway of the last 40 years.
Amen. Four decades they've been doing that to us. And we finally got some leadership who's saying, no, we're not going to accept crime and runaway murders in some of these big urban communities. We're going to use the resources at our disposal to stop that crime. Regardless of whether you like it, Pritzker or mayor, you should be welcoming us in. And you made the point, the Washington, D.C. mayor suddenly is like a Trump ally. And, yeah. and the party's hating
mayor
her for
Bowser.
It. But she can't deny it. She's like, it may have been the best thing that this city has seen in decades. And it did work. And we do have lower crime rates. And we did put 1,700 hardened criminals behind bars. And we were able to execute warrants that had been outstanding, in some cases, 2 years, 3 years, because the guard was there to do the patrolling and didn't arrest anybody, but just their presence helped squelch the crime while the police could do real police work and go find these fugitives of crime and put them behind bars and get them ready for trial. So anyway, I think it was just an amazing example of the kind of leadership that J.D. Vance is going to bring. He was able to stand on a stage for an hour and a half, field everything that came at him, talk from the heart about everything from abortion to religion to crime. It was remarkable. Even foreign affairs came up in the questions. Guys, I'm telling you, we are in good hands with J.D. Vance moving
well,
forward.
Well, and here's how he finished up his comments on another long-winded question on immigration, which was important.
Yep.
And this should make you proud as well, because for too long we've worried about what other countries thought about us instead of worrying about our people. It's where MAGA comes from.
Yeah.
Put America first. America first. Listen to the vice president last night.
So here's the thing. I can believe that the United States should lower its levels of immigration in the future while also respecting that there are people who have come here through lawful immigration pathways that have contributed to the country. But just because one person or 10 people or 100 people came in legally and contributed to the United States of America, does that mean that we're thereby committed to let in a million or 10 million or 100 million people a year in the future? No, that's not right. We cannot have, I'll go and finish. We cannot have an immigration policy where what was good for the country 50 or 60 years ago binds the country inevitably for the future. There's too many people who want to come to the United States of America, and my job as vice president is not to look out for the interests of the whole world. It's to look out for the people of the United States.
Boom.
Boom. Drop the mic. Walk away.
And the stadium went crazy, because that's absolutely what we voted for. Oh,
wow.
Right there.
That's fantastic.
Fantastic.
It's so good to see TPUSA back out on the trail and getting these massive crowds.
Great, great segment, Dan. Coming up, we'll get to Shannon Bream, host of Fox News Sunday, and our buddy Griff Jenkins. We're also going to talk about Operation Food Search.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You're cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League.
And every great story needs an audience. Feel every match.
Mbappe in the middle.
Every goal.
Oh, would you believe this?
From the best clubs.
Real Madrid strike.
And the biggest stars.
Bukayo Saka scores.
This is the world's best soccer.
Momentous and iconic.
The UEFA Champions League. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.